Good afternoon. A lot of low clouds, fog, and drizzle remain in place across interior New York and New England. This is preventing the temperature from climbing all that much. We should reach the lower and middle 40s, though, by the end of the day. Scattered showers will become more numerous as we reach sunset and beyond, as a wave of low pressure tracks to our south and south of Long Island overnight tonight. This will bring additional showers and the chance of a thunderstorm to our area as a warm front works its way through late tonight and early tomorrow morning. With the warm front pushing well to the north tomorrow, the door will be open for even milder air to flow in, with temperatures pushing through the 50s and up toward the 60-degree mark. Skies will remain mostly cloudy, though, and with the approach of a cold front from the west, scattered showers and thunderstorms will become likely through the afternoon and into the evening. Behind that front will start a drying trend as the wind picks up out of the west-northwest on Friday night, and this will leave us with partly sunny skies, a blustery and somewhat cooler day on Saturday, but still very nice with that sunshine. Highs will be back into the mid-50s. High pressure will build in and dominate the weather on Sunday with mostly sunny skies with highs in the upper 50s. On Monday, the next but weaker front will approach from the west with a chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm. Out ahead of the front, we'll have some sunshine and highs reaching the lower 60s, and partly to mostly sunny skies through midweek next week, with high temperatures staying in the lower and middle 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from the Midwest, including Chicago and Indianapolis, southwestward through St. Louis, Memphis, and Little Rock toward Dallas. Convective coverage should gradually increase across the Ohio Valley and southern Great Lakes region during the day as low-level winds increase from the southwest. Strengthening warm advection and surface heating will result in pockets of moderate instability by early afternoon. As a cold front sweeps eastward across the mid-Mississippi Valley this afternoon, surface-based thunderstorms should develop along and ahead of the front, with other cells initiating eastward across the warm sector in the Ohio Valley. The development of several line segments or semi-continuous squall line may occur from the late afternoon and into the evening across this region. The shear environment should also support supercell development. Any supercell that can organize will have the potential for hail and possibly tornadoes. A strong tornado cannot be ruled out across the region, but wind damage should be the primary risk. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 95 degrees at Decatur County, Georgia, to a low of 1 below zero at Big Black River and Estcourt Station, both in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain and drizzle in the mid-40s, Boston cloudy with showers, fog, and drizzle near 40, and in Buffalo cloudy with areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the upper 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 35. The record high, 77, set in 1991, and the record low, 16, in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 6:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:30 p.m., 13 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and damp with a few rain showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle, with highs in the lower 40s. Becoming breezy with more rain tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, and lows around 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and damp with a few rain showers today. Also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the middle 40s. Becoming breezy with rain tonight, possibly a thunderstorm, and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and damp with a few rain showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the middle 40s. Becoming breezy with rain tonight and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and damp with a few rain showers today, also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the lower and middle 40s. Becoming breezy with rain tonight and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and damp and a few rain showers possible today. Also areas of fog and drizzle with highs in the middle 40s. Becoming breezy with rain tonight and possibly a thunderstorm with lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Breezy and milder near 60. A mix of sun and clouds, windy, a touch cooler Saturday in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny in the upper 50s Sunday. A late-day shower or thunderstorm possible Monday in the lower 60s. And plenty of sunshine for Tuesday and Wednesday with highs in the middle 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.